Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a glorious morning. Glorious because your Spirit is just falling upon us right now. We worship and we adore you, Lord. It's you that make anything glorious at all, because you are the King of glory. Lord, we thank you upon Mount Zion and upon all our family. As are the glory of God. And that glory is for the defense of God's children. Blessed be thy name, O Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Now, as we read your word this morning, Lord, bless the reading of it, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to read from Matthew 24, verse 6 through 8. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. So just for that verse alone, I will just say, what crisis will produce the Antichrist? So all the things we are seeing in the world today, crisis upon crisis, we are going to read. It will bring forth the Antichrist to manifest itself. So, World War I, let's go through the history. World War I was said to have been started by just a single event, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife, in Sarajevo, in Bosnia, on June 28, 1914. World crisis, right? And I'm going to say more about this morning and so on. How small things can just trigger world events. That's why I'm making this one out. I mean, World War One, just by assassination of a couple, bring forth World War One, right? Simple events like that, and so on, you know. How many have been murdered at that time, you know? And so, but just two people, World War One began. After World War One, modern thinkers once declared that man, by reason of his ingenuity and intelligence, could solve all the problems that had beset the human race. So, well, one went and said, they think they have a way to stop wars and they bring their own peace to mankind, right? You know, but we all know by now how this complacency thinking of the people severely had been shaken by the events that had occurred in that World War One. They think they got it all made up. No more wars, no more this and that, but they were wrong, right? Humanists in those days supposed an era had at last arrived in the process of evolution whereby the brutalities and violence of past ages would never be repeated. That's what they thought back in 1914, 1918 and so on. They thought education was the panacea for all human ills. And had so changed man's nature, the world was about to enter into a millennium of their own making. That's what they thought, you know. Oh, peace has come and so on. You thought this education and things like that, you know. But they're right. They were completely wrong. Then came World War II, claiming an estimated 50 to 80 million lives. Other wars, of course, too many to list here, had followed. Just as our Lord Jesus predicted in the scripture that I read earlier on, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. In Matthew 24, verse 6, as I speak now, that the Ukraine war going on, Russia Ukraine war going on and so on, and many other wars we don't even know about. So telling us we are at the end of the age. We're going to see that all these things are accumulating for the manifestation or the revealing of the Antichrist, you know. So man has indeed made dramatic advances in science. We know that. Just as the Bible foretold, even what they have done in science, all these sciences, computer, and so on. You know, the Bible foretold it in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But that old Daniel shut up the world and sealed the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and this world, and knowledge shall be increased. He wrote. You see, we have seen this explosion, great explosion in science and knowledge, and all human endeavor. So we see, mass inventions or inventive powers are of a high order as we speak now, but unfortunately its ability to progress in the moral realm cannot keep pace. Look at the morale. If it's the opposite trend, technology and knowledge is increasing, but morale is just going down, down, and the drain. Until the stench of the moral decay of this age, I mean, has sinks to the heaven. I mean, as you can see, and so on, no? And so on. So we know that. So, and about the age we are living in right here. So the Bible says by this event, the Bible prophesied also in Ecclesiastes 6:7-29, and it says, "Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." They sought all kind of things, but God, right? You see, they think that invention can save them. Not really. You know, going to the wrong hand. Even the good thing they divide it for, we go to the wrong hand in this age. So following are some of man's inventions. There are many of them. I want to mention two of them. That will be of interest to students of prophecy, I believe. The automobile industry. Get into your car, you take it for granted, right? The Bible foretold this one. In the days when camels, while the mode of transportation, God foretold the automobile you are riding today, you know. Let's see what he says in Nahum chapter 2. So when you get into your car, God foretold that the automobile ride. Right in the days when camels were the only thing they used to transport the thing, you know. So in Nahum 2:3. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are scarlet. I'm going to this phrase here. The chariot shall be with flaming torches in the day of its preparation. And the fat trees and so forth, you know, shall be terribly shaken. So to that same time, it is about And about what say, the chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightning. Just thinking about two or three inventions of man that Bible foretold, which is of interest to the students of prophecy. Now, look, the flaming torches talking about allude to the brilliant light of today's automobile. Look at in the night, just look at your life, just as it says in the Bible and so on. The raging in the streets describes the traffic which roars down our great cities today. You can hear it yourself, you know, in the streets and so on. And even he said that the broadways describe today's highways, you know. That's in the Bible and so on. He foretold all these things. So thus, the Lord gave this, the God Almighty gave today's automobile description to the prophet Nahum when they only have what have you called camel as the only mode of transportation. So we see that here. Now, the invention of the automobile dated back to the 18th century, just to give another issue here. In Europe, that it began with French and German, actually. It was here in the US anyway that a modern automobile was mass produced, you know, for the first time by Henry Ford of Michigan, you know. So where in 1896, you know, it began to mass produce, the Model T, call it something like, you know, by 1908 anyway. So anyway, US was where they used to mass produce automobile and something like, you know. So we see that now. Don't forget, in the day of its preparation, meaning near the coming of the Lord, is when the human this thing will occur. So automobile begins in 1896, right? So if in the day of God's preparation, this thing will appear back in 1896, where are we now in prophecy? It's even at the door there. Praise the Lord. The coming of the Lord is even at the door. In the days of its preparation, then shall this prophecy take place and so forth. Even modern day prophecies of self-driving vehicles without human control, like steering wheels, have been fulfilled in our day. Modern day prophecies of self-driving vehicles without human control, like no steering wheel, have been fulfilled in our day. Just this week only, General Motors and Ford Motor asked the U.S. Auto Safety Regulation to grant exception for them to deploy a limited number of self-driving vehicles without human control, like steering, wheels, and brakes, pedals. So the National Highway and Traffic Safety on Wednesday this week July 20, published the separate petition of these two companies for public view for the next 30 days. See what the public is saying. So according to some official predictions, most cars are expected to be fully autonomous by 2035, prophecy of our more modern age. See? In our own time. See? That says this thing will appear and so forth. Another prophecy is about the age we are living in for students of prophecy. The scripture foretold the coming of invention of mass destruction, meaning nuclear. So although science has discovered many secrets of the universe which could be used to bless mankind, we know that, men have instead perverted them to uses which can bring about universal destruction. Indeed, man for the first time in his history has means through nuclear warfare by which he can utterly destroy all life on earth as we speak today. You have it right now. And the Lord spoke about this already. It's only a Bible prophecy in Matthew 24:22. The Lord said, and except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So the Lord will not permit them to destroy the earth altogether, just as he said here, we shorten the days, right? And it is clear from the scripture that the Lord will not permit destruction to reach a total extent. I don't care what Putin says. I don't care what Russia says. I don't care what China is trying to do and so on. It's not a military might, right? We know that. So for one thing, how are we sure? There are still 1,000 years of the millennium to be fulfilled anyway. So how can they destroy the world? They have a millennium of 1,000 years to come, right? So they cannot destroy the world. God will say, I will shorten the time before they can do it. However, the scriptures show that before that day arrives, millennium and so on, the world will pass through the greatest time of trouble that nations have ever known. That is your day and my day, the time we are living in and so on. What crisis bring before the coming of the Antichrist? This event is called the Great Tribulation. This was revealed to the prophet Daniel many centuries ago, in Daniel 12, the fourth verse. And that day shall Michael stand up, the great prince, who standeth for the children of thy people, meaning the Jews. And there shall be a time of trouble, is how it says, such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that time, okay, to that time. And at that time, thy people, meaning the Jews, shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. That prophecy was repeated by the Lord himself in Matthew 24, verse 21, using the same word. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. To this time, no, nor ever shall be. Children make anybody to tremble, you know. If they even talk of the automobile and it came to pass, don't you think these calamitous days are coming? The Lord gets to the prophet, and the Lord verifies it himself with his own mouth. Those days are not far off, really. That's what we should be preparing, right? So what crisis and so forth, you know. Now, the world convulses today. The world is convulsing. Convulses as it passes through shock to shock. You are living this day, you know what is going on in the world. From shock to shock. And from one major crisis to another, these crises include many things. The ongoing war in Ukraine and so forth. Food price index, according to people and statistics, are at record levels now for food prices all over the world. The Lord said there shall be famines, right? In the thing that we write from, right? They are all fulfilling scripture. The Lord says there shall be famines. 24 of Matthew verse 7. So what is food crisis all over the world? What do you expect? There shall be famines. Energy crisis. Lately, a week or two ago, oil prices rose to $120 a barrel, and crude oil reaching record levels. In recent times, natural gas prices in Europe hit 10 times higher than year 2020. These are all statistics from whatever. Maritime trade costs. The cost of maritime trade right now, you transport most of this thing from over the seas and so on, by ship and so on. the cost of transporting maritime things has risen 3 times, you know, the pre-pandemic levels. Interest rates are rising. Even the US and so on, all over the world, interest rates, you know what it means to you and I, when they raise interest rates, inflation and things are happening and so on. World crisis, right? Latest IMF forecast predicts a bigger slowdown across the globe and a deeper contraction in world trade. Financial crisis all over the world. So, world crisis, right? Climate crisis all over the world. The UK Meteorological Office Weather Agency registered a record-breaking 104 degrees Fahrenheit at Coningsby in eastern England on Tuesday, July 20, the highest record ever recorded in the history of UK. Happened, you know, last week, as well as that, you know. And so all the while, all these things I'm saying, like the sword of Damocles, nuclear destruction hangs periodically over the head of the world, right? But we thank God he will intervene, right? So where are all these things heading? I just name a few. There are so many crises in the world. We just hear of Sri Lanka, how the people rose against a dictator and he had to flee his country, you know, and now they have another one there. So all over the world, all kind of crises. Where is this leading? As riots, revolution, crime, and anarchy rock society to its foundation, the question is asked, where are all these headed and so on? Even the US here. Now, look at the gun violence just in July, you know, the July 4, you know, execution and so on that happened. 18-year-old men doing this thing and so on. In some countries, in Japan, where gun violence is almost never known because they have this gun law there and so on. For the first time, the longest ruling prime minister, not in office now, while giving a political speech, was murdered by gun, you know, and some of that, you know. So the Bible says, if we shall go from nation to nation, right, from shore to shore. Never known that in Japan before it's happening. Violence of all kinds of things and so on, you know. Even another country in Europe, is it Denmark or something? Denmark or something like that, you know. The same thing happened. Never known about gun violence before. It's happening. Evil going from shore to shore. Not only in the US anymore now, concerning gun violence and so on, that, you know. So we see right there. So where are these things going? And so the answer to this thing is that we are going to lead. One thing, it will raise a dictator. That's where I want to go. A worldwide dictator and so on. History shows that at such times, people will cry for a strong man who can bring order out of chaos. Christians, like we are doing today, on the other hand, will cry for the coming of the Lord. You see? And the world will get their own answer to their own prayer. A world dictator, right? And we will get our own answer. The Lord will come for his children. Praise the Lord. Let's keep on doing what we are doing. The world is doing what it is going to be doing, and they are going to get their own answer. And we are doing what we are going to be doing, praying and watching and praying for the coming not to come, and we get our own answer too. So the answer will be the Antichrist, the who will rise. Now, many political and religious spellbinders appear in history, and they are harbingers of the greatest spellbinder, the Antichrist, which will soon rise. You know? I will name two of them. I say them by here all the time. Adolf Hitler, this monster, a madman by the name of Adolf Hitler, who hypnotized a whole nation and led it down a dark road. His name was Adolf Hitler, you all know him in history and so on, right, you know. And men, women, and children by the millions were led to the gas chamber in a wicked display of hatred, never equal in all the pages of human history. People have forgotten that, right? Some are even denying of anything called all those gods. Can you see how man can really forget things and so on? They don't even learn from history. Some are even denying that any other gods, right? They like deception, right? How about another religious one? That's a political one. That was a religious one. Jim Jones. Most people have read or heard the phrase. They say, drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't know if you have heard it or not. They call it the drinking the Kool-Aid. It just means that the followership as is what. When you follow a dictator or whatever and so on, in its worst possible case, they call it drinking the Kool-Aid. What was it? It was coined after an American religious leader named Jim Jones led his cult called the People's Temple to mass suicide. to Jonestown, Guyana. Guyana is a small country in northeast part of South America, you know. Let them there. So this man was ordained as a disciple of Christ, pastor, they call him, and he achieved notoriety as the founder and leader of the People's Temple cause. He began the People's Temple in Indiana, here in the U.S., during the 50s, and later moved to California. He believed communism was the correct social order in compliance with God's will. I don't know, what a deception, right? So, he relocated his team to Guyana. There he led over 900 people, including 304 children, to commit mass suicide by drinking from a vat of a mix of Flavor Aid, and Cool Aid that was laced with cyanide in November 18, 1978. Spare binder, you know, so I just named one, religious, can you see, was a pastor, I don't know that, you know. So they see communism now is the order of the day, and destroy almost 1,000 people and himself too. We name a political one, head of history, let's move on. So the lesson of history is that when a political or religious pembada arises on the scene, people with a superficial veneer of religion, they don't have just religion only, but not having the spirit of God, you know, have the tendency to be hypnotized by the promises of a spell binder. It will happen again in a grander way like never before in the history of the world. The Antichrist will be a super spell binder. He will charm the masses and lead them to their doom in the day we are living in now. It's not far off either, you know. World crisis, right, of the Antichrist. The Bible clearly teaches that as the age comes to an end, there will arise in the world a greater deceiver, or a great deceiver rather. A man of tremendous power, a fascinating personality, who will represent himself even as God, but who in truth is Satan's masterpiece. The scripture speaks of this personage as a man of sin, or son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Let us notice that falling away doesn't mean that he fall away from church attendance. No. Falling away from the truth and some of that, you know, from the true word of God until the Laodicean church age, until they push God's word out of their churches and so on. They are even bigger, mega churches and so on, you know, but they push out God's word. Ephesians 3:20 said that he was now standing outside his church, knocking to get to his own church, right? So show me all the doctrine that the Lord give us in the Bible, you know, show me all of any of them, you know. So you see, anyway, so we see that here. So verse 4, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That shall rise in Jerusalem, a temple, you know, a tribulation temple, they call it and something like that, you know. And they have got everything they needed to be that temple. Their fear is the fear of the Arab, you know, because they had the priesthood things, the thing of the temple already, and some of that, you know. So they're just, he said, just play it cool, right? So because when they do anything, but at God's time, I don't care what the Arabs say, it shall come to pass. Revelation 11, praise the Lord. So now they are still fearing, and so when the hour comes, they won't fear anybody. God himself will be in there, and so they say, you come. So anyway, so we see that there. God will permit such a man to arise and exercise rule over the earth. Why? Because when God came into the world in the Lord Jesus Christ to be his king, he was rejected. 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. John chapter 1 verse 10, he was in the world, meaning the Lord Jesus, God in Christ, you know, was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Therefore, God will permit Satan to raise up his own Christ, a false Messiah, whom the world will accept. John 5:43 says so. I am called in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you shall receive. So the Antichrist obtained power through deception. This is also, according to the Bible, there is also an element of mystery about this man, the Antichrist. The Bible says, you understand that sentences. Daniel 8:23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressions are come to the full, like I'm saying, look at the decay of the world and so on. You can even think to the very heavens and so on when it is full. So a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. So that tells us in our modern age, this will inevitably be connected to the use of the greatest invention of all time, the computer. That I mentioned three inventions, the automobile and something like that, the nuclear and something like that, Now the computer of itself, the third one I want to mention, of human invention and so on, the computer. There is hardly any human activity today that is not affected by the computer. Show me anything you are doing that is not involved with computer. Is it your, it was maybe a computerized, so like I said, your cell phone, anything, it's all computer. God for 20 together with its numerous usefulness and many dangers, such as mass surveillance. That mass surveillance, surveillance of people all over the world and so on. That is one of the worst use that the computer will be put into in this generation. A famous investigative journalist, he was a journalist back in 1966, predictably wrote the following sentence about the Big Brother computer. Here what he said: why he, the Big Brother, may not be watching you this moment, Star is suspicious, and he has an infinite variety of electronic eyes and ears by which he can gather data on your entire life. 66. And what do we know today? Today, there are varieties of computerized ways by which information is gathered about people. Even now, go to your doctor, they will do remote consultation with doctors and all that, So there is a simple thing to have all these computers that have pieces of information to be interconnected. It's a simple thing, in this world of today and so on. From your doctor to your dentist and so on, And all about you, social security, your file in there, over there they can be interconnected by computer and so on. What do you have? So anyway, so we see, the time we are living and so on. So today, there are, like I said before, there are many varieties of computerized ways by which information is gathered about people. In the event of a major crisis, the government might be tempted to computerize data on every citizen because of crisis, right? World crisis. They can do it. And they have all they need to do it right today and so on, And such master data will be a perfect weapon in the hands of a dictator like the Antichrist. How does he know who is not getting the mark? How does he know those kind of things? So, because of mass knowledge of data about people, right? So we are in that age right now. And the Antichrist will manifest preternatural power that will deceive the world. That power is received directly from Satan by great signs and lying wonders. Will delude the masses and draw forth their admiration and loyalty. Daniel 8:24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, meaning it's coming exactly from him, from Satan, right? Not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully. Revelation 12:13-2 says the same thing. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. Right there, the Bible nailed it to the head. Gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his head, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after it. All the world wondered after it. Can you imagine? After him, as long as you know. At the first, he will appear as the benefactor of the human race. We have to watch the age we are living in, right? as a benefactor of the human race. But later, after he obtains full power, he will throw off his mask and show himself as Satan's supreme masterpiece. How is it going to happen in this age? As Hitler, before he showed his true colors as a mass murderer of Jews, represented himself to Germany as their savior and leader. So the Antichrist will obtain his position through flattery and pretense. But once in power, will carry on a war of ruthless extermination of those who profess the name of Christ. Daniel 8:24 again. And they shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people, he said. You know? Now, 25 verse. And through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper. There will be a bump of prosperity when it comes in there, you know? Because the economic chaos in the world, right, come from a strong man. So this man will have power to bring some kind of prosperity, but under the mark, you see? So anyway, in his hand, he shall magnify himself, in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand, the Bible says, you know. So the three events of prophecy of our time, world crisis, bringing forth the rising of the Antichrist, 13th of Revelation verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and they that are in heaven. We have been translated, right? That will blaspheme us too, you know. And it was given unto him to make war with the tribulation saints now, with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. There used to be a doctrine that, oh, you know what? I'm going to be strong. And without the Antichrist, I don't know, they were saying there's no pre-tribulation rapture, right? Well, we can stand the Antichrist. Bible says those things will be overcome unless they are protected. That's all that you know. In order to identify those who have who are for him and those who are against him, he will require a mark to be given. And unless people will take the mark, they can neither buy nor sell. 13th of Revelation verse 16. And it causes all, look at that word, all, both small and great, and the rich and poor, whether you are Bill Gates or Amazon, CEO, or whosoever you are, free and no abound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And that is, and here is wisdom. The Bible says, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and its number is 666. Number is involved, right? Tell you about the computer, right? Now, computer doesn't do anything except with numbers. What you read on your cell phone, inside the computer, there are numbers, zeros and ones. That is, it's all numbers. So we say, count the number of that man, see? Talking about the computer age too, in that prophecy, you see? So we are that age right now. So, in order to identify, so I think we got that one, okay, so we see. This then will usher in the great tribulation, first mentioned by Daniel, as I read before the prophet, and the Lord confirmed it in Daniel 12:1, which I read it before. So, it is noteworthy that in the Daniel's version, here is what he said, he referred to the people, to his own people, the Jews. Let me read Daniel 12:1 of that tribulation something. At that time shall that Michael stand up, the great prince, we stand there for the children of thy people, meaning the Jews, right? And shall be time of trouble, such as never was seen there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, thy people, meaning the Jews, will be delivered. I think it's really interesting and noteworthy. Why did he mention only the Jews? It is so simple. This alludes to the fact that the first fruit rapture of the church had been taken off. You see? Why talking to the Jews alone? That means, alludes to the fact that the first fruit rapture of the Gentile church had been taking had taken place. The Jews, those who are left behind of the church, and the rest of the world will face the great tribulation. That the Jews shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found in the book, it means it alludes to the 144,000 of them that will be protected during the time of the great tribulation. Revelation 7:4 says so. And I had the number of them which were sealed. Tribulation going on, right? And they were sealed 144,000 of what? All the tribes of the children of Israel. Now Daniel was talking about, you know, their people shall be delivered, right? They will be sealed away. And they will not be hurt by any of those things at that time. That's why we have to pray all the time that we be of them, you know, that go for that first fruit rapture. The Lord did not want the elect to be afraid. I have said all these things this morning, so not to be scared, the elect of God. You have nothing to fear whatsoever. The Lord, who prophesied these things in the first instance, has told us not to be afraid. So we can be sure. So the Lord did not want the elect to be afraid. But he gave us warning and how to escape all these things. Luke 21:9. But when you see, when you shall hear of wars and commotion, be not terrified. I don't care whether it's Ukraine or in the Middle East or whatever it may, you know, it may come up before we leave here, you know, and so on and so on. Be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass. For the end is not by and by. So look, now again, God will supply your needs as we trust him daily, no matter what. Elijah was a child. Was a child. And God supplied his needs in the critical hour where there was drought all over the land. Let me read to you, Luke, in closing this morning, not to be afraid, right? Despite all this world crisis, I just mentioned a few of them. They are just innumerable. They have come to a point where they will need a dictator who will say, oh, who can bail them out. And it's not far off right now. Let me read from Luke 12, why we should be confident in it, not to be afraid. Luke 12:22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Don't worry. Don't have anxiety. What? Ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. This is the same law who prophesied of the famine all over the world, right? But to his elect, all the time, to his elect, he says this to you and me this morning and so on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have a storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowl? The Lord said, these words of the law are very, very valid today. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, this world will not pass away. 35 verse. And which of you will take in thought? This is also a comforting scripture, right? When I'm worried about something, you know, I will come here. And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? Very comforting scripture. If ye then be not able to do this thing, which is least, so God is very least, right? You can change your stature, right? You know, all of these things. So if you guys do this thing, why take it off for the rest? Comforting scripture, really. And here we call it antidote to worry and anxiety, you know. Come here and just give me calmness of mind. Now, and you can do it to anybody who will take God's word for his word. Consider the lilies, how they grow. He used simple things to illustrate how he wants it to be at rest and at peace. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. He then also clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven. How much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith, amen? He is the one clothing us, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's just a wonderful Lord and Savior, our God, our Father. And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Where are the of a doubtful mind? Don't let that grab your mind and so on. No, don't. Daniel said it was found the disturbing of doubt. Amen? We should be like that too, no? Get God's word to destroy doubt. It comes to everybody. I don't care how high you are, it has to come to you. So don't get a doubtful mind. Dissolve it by the word of God. For all these things did the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of them, of this thing. See? So, but seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many times we need that scripture as well? They are bad today as when they spoke it. Heaven and earth shall pass away. The Lord said, my word will not pass away. So comfort God's children. Whether family, you know, or pestilence, and so on, you know, it's with you and I. Now, prophecies call in ending now this morning. I don't care what crisis is happening in the world, Antichrist rising, and so on. Prophecies call for an unprecedented revival, an outpouring of God's Spirit to aid the preparation of the church. You know, and but the church has a part to play. Jeremiah 4:3. For thus said the Lord, break up your fallow ground now, God's children, all over the world, ready for the revival of the Lord. And so not among tongues. Hosea foretold of this same thing, Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, that's your duty and my duty, as you get ready for the coming of the Lord. You see, not to be worrying about Russia, or worry about family, you know, or any kind of thing like that. Let's keep our eye on the kingdom of God and do what he says, breaking our fellow ground down and getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Let us take heed to the Lord's warning, to watch and pray that we may be accounted worthy to escape that hour that is swiftly coming on the earth. That's your duty and my duty. You supply your needs and my needs. And so 21:28 of Luke, through the last scripture here, Luke 21 through 28 through 36, what we should be doing together with breaking our fallow ground. When these things begin to come to pass, which we are seeing them right now, then look up, not down, look up, yes, and lift up your head, for your redemption dread nigh. It only tells us the Lord is coming soon. All the crisis of the world is getting two messages. The Lord is coming soon, and the Antichrist, the soul is healing himself. These are the two major messages these crisis are bringing to the world. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, and like that, all of these things, all of it, that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do you give us a roadmap of future events, far, far, even back, many decades ago, you have been showing all these things, Lord of God. Each day, these things are another, and they are increasing in momentum. War crisis. No man knows how to handle them. The man of evil genius will arise, as we are told in the Bible and so on. Who we say can solve all these problems? So, but we thank you because you know it's a deceiver. The Bible says deceived the whole world. Thank you, Lord. But if it were possible, even would have deceived the very elect. But we thank you because we have the word of the Lord. He will not be able to deceive the elect of God. Plus, by the grace of God, before he said the reign of government of the whole world will be gone, according to the scripture. So we thank you this morning. Help us to be strong. Heart to be strong. Like you command us, lift up your head. Our relation dread none. In the name of the Lord, let us walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise children of the Lord, like the wise virgins of your parable, Lord, concerning the coming of the Lord, having oil in our lamp, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, out of Babylon's system, and having oil in our lamp, the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even go beyond that, and begin to trust the Lord, for being in the bridesmaid. Who could have given the cry, behold the bridegroom cometh, save the bride herself. In the reaching on out, Lord, believing God to be one of those ones, Lord, who gave the cry, the bridegroom cometh, upon all other things. We thank you this morning, your promise to sustain us, in the name of the Lord, no matter what, Lord, we believe with all our heart. We go this morning, Lord, we commit the week to your hand, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, O God, as you have said, you are with us always to the end of the world. You said you are going to preserve our going out, whether going to work and coming back, becoming in, preserving, are they not ministry spirits, meaning the angels, that are given charge, to minister for us, who are the heirs of salvation. We know their activity will increase among the elect as we know the coming of the Lord. So Lord, we thank you, we worship you. Until we meet again next week, next week and so on, or the week after, we believe you that we will watch between us and keep us and continue to bless us as, O Lord God, we do talk about you to anybody who will listen to us, and therefore hastening the coming of the Lord. I want to be of them that first of all bring back the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.